Kane saw the thicket on the port side spit a tongue of flame and caught a fragmented glimpse of a quick darting streak. The hit shook the crazy woman's frame and popped Cork up from between the deck planks. One of the kit foxes fell overboard, tumbling headfirst into the water. He surfaced once, already pushed yards away from the barge by the current, turning and flailing in a mad thrash of arms and legs. Then he was swept around a half-submerged boulder and was gone.
Shit!
Up ahead, Kane saw a wall of shrubbery far too green for the winter-brown thickets, and he realized the barge was fast approaching a foliage-masked weapons battery.
See? What I tell you! They were waiting for us!
Grant ducked into the wheelhouse and dragged out the plastic case that held the log.
Shut up! You didn't say anything about this kind of reception.
Kane crouched on the heaving deck, pistol in hand.
Skydog, get your men to return the fire. That's east.
I know what to do!
Bridget ran across the deck, taking up a position at the GEC, crouching behind the shielding.
Fire in the hole!
Kane glanced over his shoulder as flame and smoke gouted from the hollow bore of the missile launcher. Propelled by a wavering ribbon of vapor and sparks, the heat round leaped from the tube. The warhead impacted in a thicket, the brush vanishing in a roiling ball of billowing orange-yellow flame.
Blow astern!
That one hit us below the waterline! Faster than two rocket launchers!
A bullet hit the pilot house just an inch shy of Kane's left shoulder. He turned aft, seeing two of the Lakota down and bleeding on the deck, then aimed his sin-eater at the sniper's position. Kane fired in a steady roll at the shapes hunkered down atop the rocks, the bullets chiseling dust-spurting notches in the stone. Four men wearing identical gun-colored shirts and pants rose to their knees, rifles at their shoulders. Kane put the sin-eater's sights over one of the men and squeezed the trigger. The bullet slammed through his head, jerking him sideways and throwing him against the man beside him. Kane squeezed off another round, then flung himself backward behind the shield at the corner of the pilot house. Bullets crashed into it, tearing away long splinters. Bridget swiveled the GEC toward them, breaking the boulders with a jackhammering ferocity, geysers of dust and stone shards flying in all directions. Rounds from the heavy machine gun clawed open the torso of one of the men from sternum to groin. As he fell, doubled up into the river, his companion slid down the opposite side of the boulder and out of sight.
Glup, where the hell is this rendezvous point of yours?
Glup took his right hand away from the wooden tiller long enough to point urgently ahead. Kane turned just as the crazy woman swept around a bend. A wide sand spit projected out into the water, cutting the river's width at that point to less than 50 feet. Stretching out from the tip of the spit, Kane saw that the channel was blocked by a double row of dead trees and timber.
Full astern!
Fire in the hole!
Grant fired the log again. The rocket streaked across the surface of the water, pushing ripples ahead of it. As the warhead struck the bank, the blast swept away the thicket as if by a giant scythe. Four dun-colored figures then plunged through the smoke and flame like disjointed marionettes. There was no answering fire.
I think we managed to fight them off.
The crazy woman backtracked clumsily away from the barrier, the GEC still blazing. The rifle fire from the banks had tapered off since the detonation of the Law's warhead. Rising to his feet, Kane ran across the slippery deck to the stern, helping Glup wrestle the tiller around. Through the smoke drifting over the surface of the water, Kane and Glup both saw a dark shape shove out into the river from one of the side channels, right across the barge's course, and nearly 1,000 yards away. They caught only a fragmented glimpse of a mass of foliage triced up all around the gunwales and the bow, as well as a long fluted metal cylinder.
Whoa! Shit!
The shell left the long barrel. Trailing a plume of smoke, the warhead vectored in on its target.
Move it!
Kane grabbed Glup and dragged him away from the tiller.